弟兄姊妹，如果参加过去年的西安特会，
Brother and sister, if you attended the WCCC last year,
我相信我们还很清楚地记得那个主题。
I think we still clearly remember the theme.
我们是讲到恢复基督的见证。
It talks about the recovering of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们有好几位的弟兄啊，曾经把这个题目给我们有很清楚的一个交通。
We have several brothers clearly fellowship with us concerning the topic.
我们从那次的特会里面，我们知道。
From the conference, we came to understand that.
基督的见证乃是神给教会最大的托付。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is the greatest entrustment God had for His church.
地上的众教会都当是基督的见证，也当为着基督做见证。
All the churches on the earth should be the testimony of Jesus Christ and should be His testimony.
我们也知道，为了这个见证
，We know that for that testimony，
在教会历史上
，In the church history，
有许许多多神的儿女，当他们认识明白这个见证之后
，There were many a God's children when they came to realize the testimony，
他们如同他们的主一样。
They were just like their Lord.
他们甘心为这个见证付上重大的代价。
They are willing to pay the high cost for that testimony.
为这个见证受苦。
They are willing to suffer for the testimony.
甚至很多为着这个见证被杀。
Even to the point that they were martyred for the testimony.
所以在启示录里面才会讲到那些被杀被斩者之人的灵魂。
So in the Revelation, it talks about the souls of those who were martyred.
他们都是为着基督的见证。
Because they were all for the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们也知道今天在地上。
So we know that nowadays on earth.
基督的见证是仇敌最厉害攻击的目标。
The testimony of Jesus is the object of the attack of the enemy.
哪里有神的儿女们为着这个见证，哪里就要遭受仇敌厉害的攻击。
Wherever there's a God's children gather together for that testimony, then the enemy's attack will be there too.
所以我们知道基督的见证是何等的重要。
So we know that how important it is for the testimony of Jesus.
我们年长的弟兄在他的信息里面给我们有很清楚的提醒。
Our elderly brother has a clear reminder in his message.
他讲到基督的见证就是见证基督的自己。
He mentioned that the testimony of Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ himself.
所以我们个人所做的见证不是为着我们自己。
So the testimony we have is not for ourselves.
应该是为着基督。
Should be for Christ.
当然，我们晓得教会更是没有自己的见证。
We also know that the church has no her own testimony.
教会只为基督做见证。
Church only testify of the Lord.
教会乃是一个见证基督的一个器皿。
Church is the vessel to testify of Jesus.
我们的弟兄也讲到，
Our brother also mentioned,
基督的见证乃是神从永远到永远的一个目的。
The testimony of Jesus is God's eternal purpose from the eternal past to the eternal future.
这是在神的心意中间所定下最重要的一件事情。
This is God's most important purpose He has set.
所以神在历世历代都把他这个目的启示给许多的圣徒们。
So through generations, God has revealed His purpose to many saints.
当这些圣徒们他们得着这个启示，认识基督的见证的时候
，When these saints receive the revelation and come to know the testimony of Jesus，
他们都以基督的见证作为他们的目标，在地上竭力的追求。
They will take Jesus' testimony as the goal for their life.
当然我们晓得在教会历史上让我们看见人屡次的在见证上面显出失败。
Of course, throughout church history, we know that the men often failed concerning the testimony.
但是神从来没有放弃过。
But God have never give up.
所以神在历史历代都做许多恢复的工作。
So throughout generations, God has been doing His work of recovery.
我们晓得到了这个末了的时代。
So we know that as we come to the end times,
基督的见证也是神在地上教会中间最大的一个恢复的工作。
The testimony of Jesus is God's greatest recovery work in His church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在去年主已经把这一个心意很清楚地释放在我们弟兄姊妹当中。
The Lord has clearly released His purpose, His heart among us last year.
那么经过弟兄们在一起的交通
，through brothers fellowship together,
我们觉得今年我们应该在这个题目上能够再往前走一步。
We feel like we should take one step further in this direction.
所以我们今年特会的主题。
So the theme for this conference this year,
那是讲到恢复基督见证的路。
Talks about the way of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
我们不仅知道什么是基督的见证。
Not only do we know what the testimony of Jesus Christ is.
我们有没有一条清楚的路可以达到这个目标呢？
Do we have a path to reach that goal?
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look upon the mercy of the Lord.
但愿在这一次的特会里面。
May throughout the conference this year.
主能把他的路也能很清楚地显示在我们中间。
The Lord will clearly manifest His path among us.
所以我们一共有四位弟兄要来分享这个题目。
So we have four brothers going to share on this topic.
那么我所承接的一个托付呢？
The responsibility I have received.
是讲到跑当跑的路
is to run the course.
那因为我一共有三堂的聚会
I have three messages.
所以我把它分成三个方面来交通
So I'm going to fellowship on this topic in three aspects.
第一方面我要交通到这个目标和道路
The first message is concerning the way and the goal.
那我们要看一看到底这个目标和这个道路之间有什么样的一种重要的关系
We would like to look at the relationship between the goal and the way.
主若许可的话呢第二方面我们要讲到奔跑道路的人
And the second message we're going to talk about the man, the person who are running the race.
第三方面
The third message.
我们要交通到跑进当跑的路
Talk about we're going to finish the course.
我们要看一看我们如何能够把这条路来把它跑进。
We're going to look at how we can finish the course.
所以今天晚上呢，我们先交通头一方面。
Tonight we're going to fellowship on the first aspect.
我们交通目标与道路。
We're going to fellowship concerning the goal and the path.
我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's read some passages together.
我们先看提摩太后书第四章。
The first is in the second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
使徒行传第二十章
Acts chapter 20
我们要从十七节读到二十四节
From verse 17 to verse 24
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去请教会的长老来他们来了保罗就说你们知道自从我到亚细亚的日子以来在你们中间始终为人如何服侍主凡事谦卑眼中流泪又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼你们也知道凡与你们有益的我没有一样避讳不说的或在众人面前或在个人家里我都教导你们又对犹太人和希利尼人证明当向神悔改信靠我主耶稣基督现在我往耶路撒冷去心甚迫切不知道在那里要遇见什么事但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说 有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
From a letter he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, You yourself know from the first day that I set foot in Asia, how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with the trials which came upon me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you publicly and from house to house, solemnly testifying to both the Jews and the Greeks of a repentance toward God and a faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that the bonds and afflictions await me, but I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God.
约翰福音第十四章
Gospel according to John chapter 14
四到六节
Verse 4-6
我往哪里去你们知道那条路你们也知道多马对他说主啊我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道那条路呢耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
And you know the way where I'm going Thomas said to him Lord we do not know where you are going How do we know the way Jesus said to him I am the way and the truth and the life No one comes to the Father but through me
诗篇第八十四篇
Psalm 84
第五节
Verse 5
靠你有力量心中向往锡安大道的这人便为有福
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you in whose heart are the highways to Zion
我们都知道使徒保罗在第三次行程他回耶路撒冷的途中路过了米利都。
We know that when Paul on his after his third missionary trip, when he returned to Jerusalem, he came to Miletus.
他把以弗所的长老们请到了米利都。
He gathered the elders of Ephesus to Miletus.
然后在那里，他和这些长老们有一番的讲论。
And then he has a discourse with these elders.
我们读过他整篇的讲论
If we read his discourse
我们能感觉到保罗是这一篇的讲论是充满了情感
We feel like this discourse is full of affection
但是其中有一句很重要的话
And yet there's a very important statement
他就是讲到了他的职事和那个目标之间的一个关系
He talked about the relationship between his ministry and the goal
在二十四节那里说
In verse 24 it says
我却不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要行完我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事证明神恩惠的福音
It says But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself so that I may finish my course in the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God
保罗用他自己的经历来说明一件事情就是目标和这个道路之间有密切的关系或者是有不能分的一个关系在里面
Paul is using his own past experiences to express one thing that is there's a close relationship between the goal and the ministry and the relationship is inseparable
保罗看行完这个路程
Paul considered finishing the course
那个原文的意思就是说呢，跑进当跑的路。
In the original, it says finish the course.
那么呢，跟成就神给他所托付的职事是同一件重要的事情。
That is equivalent to the ministry that he has to he received from the Lord to accomplish the ministry.
我们都知道当使徒保罗在大马色的路上遇见了主。
We know that when Paul met the Lord on his way to Damascus,
神把一个重要的托付托付给使徒保罗。
God gave Paul as a very important entrustment.
在使徒行传第22章那里
,In Acts chapter 22,
他讲到神如何拣选他。
He talked about how God chose him.
让他明白神的心意
so that he will understand the will of God,
能够得见那个义者
he was able to see the Holy One,
并且能够听见他的声音
he was able to hear his voice.
那么接着神就说要他为这件事做见证
and later the Lord says that you have to testify of these things.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道保罗身上他承接一个重要的一个使命。
We know that Paul has received a very important entrustment.
但是这个使命的成就和完成
，But the accomplishment of this commission
是跟他所跑的路程有密切不能分的关系。
Has a really really close relationship concerning his course he have to run.
在希腊的原文里面
，In the original Greek,
这个路程
，This course.
那么有的也可以把它翻成是一个课程
a course. Okay, that can be translated as a course.
也可以把它翻成一个赛程好像运动场上的赛程
That can also be translated as a race.
也可以把它翻作是一个事业
That can also be translated as a career.
所以使徒保罗现在知道一件事
So Apostle Paul came to know one thing.
他要完成神给他的这个托付
He has to accomplish itThe entrustment he received from the Lord.
那么他必须要跑完这条道路。
He have to finish this course.
那么他说他要见证神恩惠的福音。
He said he has to testify of the gospel of the grace of God.
我们都知道在保罗的心目中这个福音就是指着主说的。
We know that in Paul's heart the gospel is talking about the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们从使徒保罗的身上我们可以看见。
So brothers and sisters, from Apostle Paul, we can see.
一个人要跑完他的路
A person, when he has to finish his course,
才能够成就神给他的那个托付
then he can finish the entrustment he received from the Lord.
那个托付就是保罗在地上所要达到的目标
And that entrustment is the goal Paul has to reach on earth.
所以呢今天呢弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters, today,
我们明白目标和道路之间就是一件事情。
We come to know that the goal and the course are the same thing.
当然在这里呢保罗所得到的路程
Of course, Paul, what the course of Paul received here
是神指定保罗在地上所要跑的路程。
That's what God assigned Paul to run on This earth.
保罗用这个也说明一件事情。
Paul also used this to say one thing.
我们每一个基督徒从蒙恩得救开始都有神所指定的一段路程需要跑的。
For every Christian, when we believe in the Lord, there is a course set for us we have to run.
今天如果我们要完成神的托付能够为耶稣基督做见证。
If we have to accomplish the entrustment we receive from the Lord to testify for the Lord.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都需要跑完我们在地上所当跑的道路。
Each one of us have to finish our course.
当保罗得到这个启示之后
When Paul received this revelation,
保罗把这件事情真是看得比他自己的性命还要重要。
Paul regarded these things as more important than his own life.
所以这个也是提醒我们
So this also reminds us.
我们应该把基督的见证把神给我们这个托付
We also need to regard the testimony of Jesus, the entrustment from the Lord.
和我们今天所应当跑完的路
And also the course we need to finish.
看为我们生命中最重要的一件事情
It has to be regarded as the most important things in our life.
所以我们知道这个目标跟这个道路弟兄姊妹们是不能分的
We know that the course and the goal and the course are inseparable.
其实在全本圣经里面神都已经把这个心意启示得很清楚。
Actually, through the entire Bible, God has clearly revealed his heart regarding this.
我们都知道神在创世以前
We know that before the creation,
神用他那个完全的智慧已经定下了一个不能更改的目的。
God, with his perfect wisdom, he already set
an unchangeable purpose.
他不仅定下这个目的，
Not only he has set this purpose,
他也定下了达到这个目的的道路。
He also set the path that to reach that purpose.
在旧约圣经中间，
In the Old Testament,
我想诗篇八十四篇第五节的话是最具代表性的一句话。
Psalm 84 verse 5 may be the most representative of saying.
那里讲到有条路是称作是通往锡安的大道。
There's a way, it's called the highway to Zion.
我们都知道锡安代表神永远的旨意。
We know that Zion represents God's eternal purpose.
但是在这里有一条路是达到这个旨意的。
And yet here we can see that there's a way that can reach that purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers and sisters,
神不仅在旧约时代中间已经把这个心意启示出来。
Not only in the Old Testament time, God has revealed His purpose.
到了新约时代，我们看见这个意义启示的更清楚。
In the New Testament, we can see that the meaning has been even more clearly demonstrated.
现在我们都知道神的目的就是基督。
Now we know that God's purpose is Christ.
那么，达到神目的的道路呢？也是基督。
And the way to God's purpose is also Christ.
我们读以弗所书，读哥罗西书。
As we read Ephesians and also Colossians.
我们很清楚地看见神在这个宇宙中定下了一个荣耀的目的。
We can see that God has set a glorious purpose in this universe.
那么，约翰福音十四章就告诉我们说，主耶稣就是这条路。
And in John chapter 14, it says that.Jesus is the way.
我们晓得神的目的和神的道路，这都是神用他完全的智慧所定下来的。
We know God's purpose and God's ways were set according to His perfect wisdom.
是绝不能更改的。
That can never be changed.
所以今天我们在跟随主的路上，
So as we follow the Lord,
我们必须受到一个警惕。
We need to be warned.
就是人不能来为神定目的。
Man cannot set purpose for God.
人也不能为神的目的来定道路。
Man cannot set a way for God's purpose.
因为这是神已经在他的旨意中定下来的。
Because God already set according to His purpose.
所以今天如果我们不走神的路，
So if today, if we do not walk in the way of the Lord,
我们是绝对达不到神给我们的目标的。
Then we can never reach the purpose God already given us.
我在这里讲到基督的见证是神的目的。
I have to say that God's purpose is Christ.
基督的见证是神的目的。
God's purpose is a testimony of Christ.
那么这个目的今天对于我们来讲呢，是在地上所追求的目标。
And this purpose to us is the goal for us to run in on earth.
这个目的呢，是神所要成就的。
And this purpose has to be fulfilled by God.
而这个目标呢，是我们所奔跑的一个方向。
And this goal is the running direction for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们不仅明白神的目的是什么，
Not only do we have to understand the purpose of God,
我们要知道达到这个目的的道路是什么。
We have to also know the way to reach that purpose.
所以在我们基督徒的侍奉和经历的里面，
So in our Christians experience and also in our service,
这个道路是非常重要的一件事情。
The way is a very important matter.
因为我们的神他不仅重视他的目的，
Because the Lord not only highly value His purpose,
他同样重视达到这个目的的道路。
He also value the way to reach that purpose.
当主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命，
When Jesus says that I am the way and the truth and the life,
我们知道这三件事都是非常重要。
We know all these three things are very important.
那么很多基督徒啊，常常不太注意他这个次序。
And oftentimes we do not pay much attention to the sequential order.
当我们的主讲到这三件事时，他第一个提到是道路的问题。
When our Lord mentioned these three things, the first thing He mentioned is the way.
主在这里说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The Lord says that no one can go to the Father but through me.
主告诉我们这条道路是何等的重要。
The Lord mentioned that how important it is of this way.
在希伯来书十章十九到二十节里面讲到，
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19 and 20.
主借他身体的裂开，为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Through the breaking of his body, our Lord has inaugurated a new and living way for us.
使我们可以坦然无惧地进至圣所。
So that we can go to the Holy of Holies with a boldness.
这些话都说明了这个道路的重要。
And all these things indicate that the importance of the way.
所以在我的感觉里面，主讲到我就是道路、真理、生命，这不仅这三件事情很重要，这个次序也是非常重要。
So in my understanding, the way, the truth, and the life, all these things are important. But not only this, the sequential order is very important.
或者我们可以这样说
，or we can put it in this way.
今天我们必须道路正确
，we have to have a correct way.
你真理才能够传递得清楚
，then the truth can be clearly conveyed.
是真理才有生命的果效
，only the truth.Can produce the fruit of life.
有生命的显出，才有真实的见证。
Only the manifestation of life, then that will usher in the true testimony.
所以反过来说呢
，Put another way.
如果今天你道路不正确
，If the way is not correct,
你真理不可能传递得清楚。
Then the truth cannot be clearly delivered.
如果你传递的不是真理
，If the is what you deliver is not the truth,
就不可能有生命的果效。
Then that will produce no fruit of life.
如果没有生命的果效
，if there is no fruit of life，
根本就不可能有所谓的见证。
Then there is no testimony.
所以这条路也被称作是生命的道路。
So this way is also called the way of life.
所以我们知道基督的见证不是一个道理，不是一种说法。
So we know that the testimony of Jesus is not just a doctrine or a saying.
乃是基督的生命从我们身上活出来的实际。
Rather, it is a reality of Jesus' life to be lived out within us.
所以按照主的话来说
So according to God's word,
今天我们必须第一件事情重视的是道路的问题。
So the first thing we need to pay attention, what we need to emphasize on is the way.
我们必须走在神所命定的这个路上。
We have to walk in the way set by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，真理对于我们来讲才有意义。
Then in the, only in this way, the truth will be meaningful to us.
那么我们能进入这个真理的实际
，and if we can enter into the reality of the truth,
我们才可能有生命的一个彰显和表现。
Then we can have the manifestation of life.
基督的见证就是从这个生命的流露里面被显明出来的。
And the testimony of Jesus is manifested through this life.
那么当然对于今天的世界来讲
And of course, according to this world,
这条路是小路也是窄路
This way is a small and a narrow
主耶稣在马太福音第七章里面很清楚地告诉我们
Lord Jesus says clearly in Matthew chapter 7
那个通往灭亡的路是宽的是大的
The way to destruction is wide
这个通往永生的路呢门是窄的路是小的
And the way to the eternal life the gate is small and theHeart is narrow.
那这个意思就告诉我们说
And it tells us,
在今天这个世界里面
In this world,
除了他之外是没有路的
There is no way besides him.
所以当我们在传福音的时候
So when we preach the gospel,
我们告诉别人
We tell others,
我们像彼得一样的说除他以外别无拯救
We just say just like Peter did, that besides him there is no salvation.
因为我们知道今天在这个世界中没有任何的宗教，没有任何的哲学，没有任何的道理能够救我们。
Because we know that in this world there's no philosophy, no doctrine, no nothing else can save us.
神拯救我们的路只有一条。
Because the God's salvation for us is only one way.
我想这个是我们今天所有基督徒都曾认同并且很坚持的一件事情。
Concerning this, I think all Christians will agree and we can all insist on.
对这件事情我们一点问题都没有。
We have no question concerning this matter.
但是弟兄姊妹们我们也要知道。
But brothers and sisters, we also need to know.
在达到神永远的目的上面来讲这个路也是只有一条。
Concerning reaching the purpose of God, the way is only one.
但是叫我们觉得非常遗憾
But it's very regrettable
在这一点上
And concerning this matter
并不是所有的基督徒都认同或者坚持的
No, not all Christians can agree on and or insist on
假设我们都认同这个都坚持这个就不会有所谓今天基督教这么混杂的一种现象
If we can all agree on this then there will be no chaotic conditions in Christianity.
那么在教会中也不会充满了很多世界的方法、人的经验的东西在里面。
And also in the church, there won't be filled with the methods of this world and of man.
弟兄姊妹们，在传福音的事上，对不信主主人我们来讲，是除他以外别无拯救。
So brother and sister, as we preach the gospel to the gospel friends, there's no salvation except him.
意思说你不走这条路，你不根本不可能得救。
That means that if you don't take this way, then you will not be saved.
但是在达到神的心意的事情上面
，But concerning reaching the purpose of God,
神给我们的也是同样的原则。
There's the same principle was given by God.
如果我们没有走在神所要我们走的路上
，If we are not walking the way God has set for them,
我们根本不可能达到神的目的。
We cannot reach the purpose of God.
在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament,
神记载了信心之父亚伯拉罕曾经犯过一件很大的错误。
There is a recording concerning the father of a faith, Abraham, the mistake he made.
神所以记载的这件事情。
The reason why God reported this event.
我想这就是作为后世的一个警戒。
That will be the warning for us.
我们都知道神应许亚伯拉罕他要生一个儿子。
We know that God promised Abraham he will have a son.
但是神拖延这个时间。
But God allowed the time to be prolonged.
结果亚伯拉罕年纪老迈。
And then Abraham got old.
都快到100岁了。
Almost 100 years old.
然后呢他的妻子莎拉呢生育也断绝。
And then he also passed the time for Sarah.
所以无论从环境来看从人本身来看都是绝望。
So there's a hopeless either concerning man or concerning the circumstances.
当然今天我们回头看很清楚这是神给他的一个考验。
As we look back, we clearly see that is a test from God for him.
我想我们人都有我们人的软弱。
We know that we all have our weaknesses.
当我们来到这么一种绝望的境况中的时候
As we come into this hopeless condition,
我们总是会为自己找出路。
We always try to find a way out.
我们总会想能不能有什么我们的方法可以稍微帮助一下。
We always try to find a way to help ourselves.
那么我们记得在创世纪第二十一章里面
We remember in Genesis chapter 21,
主有很清楚的话对亚伯拉罕说
God has a very clear word for Abraham.
他说因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
He says that, for through Isaac your descendants shall be named.
我们知道这个以撒才是神所应许他要生的那个儿子。
We know that Isaac is the promised one.
但是在十六章那里
But yet in chapter 16,
当这一对老夫妻遇见了这么艰难的一个环境的时候
When these old couples, as they are facing such a difficult situation,
圣经记载说
The Bible recorded.
亚伯兰听从了撒来的话。
Abraham listened to Sarai.
那么结果呢他就把他的使女夏甲那么接过来做他的妾。
And he took Hagar.
我们知道生下了以斯玛利。
And then as a result, Ishmael was born.
所以在神的眼中来看
So from God's eyes,
这个以斯玛利是人工的是代替的。
This Ishmael is a replacement, is artificial.
这个完全不是神的心意。
This is not according to God's purpose.
神是不能接受这一个的。
God cannot accept this.
神只能接受在他旨意中所定的。
God can only accept what he has said in his purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这个故事几乎是所有的圣徒们都很清楚的。
This is a very familiar story to all saints.
但是我们有没有能领会到神在这个故事里面对了我们说了深切的话给我们有严厉的一个警戒呢
But can we hear God's deep warning and the deeper meaning through this story?
那就意思说今天你如果不在神的路上
It tells us that if we are not in the way of the Lord
你绝对达不到神的目的
We can never reach the purpose of God
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天也许主给我们的环境是一个非常严厉考验的一个环境。
Maybe we are in the very trying and severe conditions.
但是我们无论如何，我们要相信神的应许。
But no matter what, we have to believe God's promise.
绝不能因为环境上面所显出来的这些艰难。
We can never because of the difficulties or hardship through the circumstances.
看起来我们好像似乎是无路可行了。
as if we have no way out.
结果呢，我们就自己在那里要寻找一种的出路。
We then trying to find our own way out.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
如果我们是这样做的话呢
，If we do in this way，
我们就偏离了神的路。
Then we will depart from the way of God.
所以我们要认识我们的神。
So we need to know our God.
他绝不容许人用任何的东西来代替他自己的决定。
He will never allow man to use anything else to replace his own decision.
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord.
在教会历史中
Through our church history.
从头一个世纪开始
From the first generation.
我们看见有一些真正认识神的人
We see that there are some people who truly knew God.
他们就坚持神所定的路
They insist on to walk in the way.
他们真是经历了无限的痛苦和艰难
They suffer much.
但是他们无论如何不肯放弃。
But no matter what, they will never give up.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这些人成为基督的见证人。
These are the witnesses of Jesus.
所以，对于神来讲
，So to God,
我们如果走错了路
，If we are walking the wrong way,
不在神所指定的道路上面
，If we are not in the way set by God,
我们绝对没有办法达到神所要我们达到的目的。
We can never reach the purpose God wants us to reach.
所以，如果我们不能坚持主所给我们的路
，If we cannot insist on to keep the way God has given us，
我们谈基督的见证可能只成为一个道理。
Then as we talk about the testimony of Jesus, then that will be just a doctrine。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
不仅在许多圣徒们个人身上是这样
，Not only that is true for our individual lives。
我们看教会的历史。
As we see church history,
太多的例证告诉我们
There are so many examples that tells us.
当教会的路偏离的时候
As the way of the church is deviated,
走错的时候
They get into a wrong way.
基督的见证就失去了
The testimony of Jesus was lost.
我们不要讲以后的历史 我们光看头一个世纪
If we just look at the first century history,
开头的时候他们的见证是何等的刚强呢
In the beginning, their testimony was so strong.
但是在第一个世纪还没有结束的时候
，But before the end of the first century,
我们从使徒们的书信里面已经看见
，from the epistles,
有一些的教会的光景已经开始有重大的偏离了。
We can see that there's a great deviation for some.
至少我们看见许多的教会的见证变得越来越软弱。
We can see that there's a testimony of some churches become weaker and weaker.
所以当使徒约翰起来写启示录的时候
，So when Apostle John wrote Revelation，
我们看见亚细亚的七个教会中间有一大半以上都落在非常软弱的光景中。
We can see that the seven churches in the Asia Minor, the half of them has fallen into a very weak condition。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道神是何等的重视基督的见证。
We know that how God highly values。The testimony of Jesus.
但是今天我们必须要跑对了路，跑正路。
And yet today we need to run the right way.
那么也许我们要问，我们今天如何能够来跑这个正路呢
？Then we have to ask how we can run in the right way.
我们从使徒们的经历里面可以看见
，Through the experience of apostles we can see
有一些重要的原则是我们今天在主跟前需要持守的。
There are some important principles we need to keep before the Lord.
首先我想这个第一个重要的原则就是我们必须用目标来定道路。
The first important principle is that we need to define our way according to the purpose.
这个意思就是说呢我们首先必须要把神的目的认识清楚。
That says that we have to have a clear understanding aboutThe purpose of God.
用神的目的作为我们在地上追求的目标。
We want to use the purpose of God as the goal for our pursuit.
然后我们用这个目标来决定道路。
And we want to use this goal to determine our course.
当然，我们已经多次讲到神的目的就是基督的见证。
And we have mentioned several times that the purpose of God is a testimony of Jesus.
这是神今天对教会最重要的托付。
And that is the most important entrustment God had for His church.
神在地上所以建造教会。
The purpose that God built up church on earth
就是为着他儿子的见证
is for that testimony.
所以教会不能用在任何其他的用途上。
So church cannot be used for any other purpose.
神建造教会只有一个目的。
God built a church for one purpose.
只有一个用途。
One purpose.
就是为着基督的见证。
For the testimony of Jesus.
那么这个呢是今天呢我们过教会生活所需要的一个确定的一个目标。
That is a set purpose for us as we live in the church life.
所以对于我们来讲我们要以能达到目标的道路为道路。
So for us, we need to use the path that can reach the goal as our path.
今天我们所跑的路到底对不对?
The path we are running is right or not.
我们要用那个目标来衡量一下。
We need to measure it by the goal.
我们要有一个心智。
We have to have this will.
绝不跑那个达不到目标的路。
We'll never run in the way that cannot never reach the goal.
你知道保罗在世的时候最怕一件事情是什么?
You know, the one thing that Paul was most afraid of when he was
young,
he was afraid that he was running in vain.
我们用了很多的力气。
We use a lot of strength.
我们有很多的努力。
We put a lot much effort.
我们好像也跑的是非常的殷勤。
And we ran with much diligence.
但是那条路达不到神的目标。
But if that way cannot reach the purpose of God,
那么你就是跑了一生，在神跟前来看。空跑
Then even we run through our lifetime, our running is in vain.
所以今天我们必须首先把这个目的弄清楚了。
So first of all, we need to be clear about the purpose.
这样我们就有一个清楚的目标。
Then we will have a clear goal.
那么弟兄姊妹们
so brothers,
我们用这个目标来定我们的道路。
We have to use this goal to set our course.
当我们读圣经的时候
As we read the Bible,
我们都承认说呢，神的路只有一条。
We all agree that God's way is only one.
当然，这条路就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
And this way is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是，虽然大家都明白这句话
，I think all understand this statement.
但是今天你看一看地上教会的路，却是十分的混乱。
And yet we see the ways of the church are very confusing.
啊，也有人说，你看将来到了启示录的时候。西耶路撒冷路只有一条。
So somebody said that when we come to the book of Revelations, in the New Jerusalem, there's only one way.
他们说感谢主，在地上我们会跑迷路，到天上永远不会迷路。
He said, "Thank the Lord, we may get lost when we're on earth, but once we get into heaven, we will never get lost again."
因为西耶路撒冷只有一条路嘛，你不可能迷路。
Because in New Jerusalem, there's only one way. There's no way for you to get lost.
是的，弟兄姊妹们，神的路是只有一条。
Yes, brothers and sisters.For God's way is only one.
但是在这一个讲论的里面
But in this saying,
我们看见在神的百姓中间也出现很多混乱的情形。
And yet we see much confusion among God's children.
因为呢，弟兄姊妹们
Because, brothers and sisters,
我们看见圣经中啊
in the Bible,
对于这个道路这个说法有两个不同的词。
There's two terms used ofFor the way.
两个不同的词两个不同的
terms. Yeah, there's two terms.、
啊、那么一个呢是被称作道路。
And the one is the way.
另外一个呢被称作是路程。
And the other is a course or path.、
啊、我们知道这两个之间呢有一点点的意义上的不一样。
There's some difference between these two terms.
没有错神达到他目的的道路是只有一条的。
Yes, it's true that there's only one way to reach God's purpose.
但是神在这条路上面指定我们所跑的路程却是有许多不同的。
And yet, in this way, God has set for us to run. The path might be different.
我觉得如果我们把这两件事情如果不能分清楚的话呢
I think if we cannot make a clear distinction between these two,
我们可能会犯下很重大的一个错误。
We may make a great mistake.
就像这圣经中有真理。
Just like what we have a truth in the Bible.
有的时候客观的真理只有一个。
The objective truth is only one.
但是主观的经历却是有许多的不同。
And yet we may have many different subjective experiences.
像保罗在哥林多前书十二章第四节所说的一样。
Just like Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
他说恩赐原有分别圣灵却是一位。
He says gifts are many and yet the Holy Spirit is one.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
The Ministries are many, and yet the Lord is one.
功用也有分别，神却是一位。
Functions are many, and God is one.
这里讲到有只有一位圣灵，但是有很多不同的恩赐。
It says that there is only one Holy Spirit, but yet there are many spiritual gifts.
那么只有一位主，但是有很多的执事，不同的执事。
There is only one Lord, and yet there are many ministries.
只有一位神，但是却有许多不同的功用。
There is only one God, and yet there are many different functions.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道。今天不错，主的神的路只有一条。
Indeed, there is only one way for God.
但是神给我们个人所跑的这个路径呢，却是有许多的不同。
And yet, the path God set for us may be many and different.
或许我用这样一个简单的一个例子呢，稍微的来说明一下。
I may use one example to illustrate this.
那么。在旧约时代中
so in the Old Testament,
我们知道神给以色列百姓有命令
we know God has a commandment for his people.
他们一年呢三次要到耶路撒冷去朝见神
Three times a year they need to go to Jerusalem to meet God.
那么耶路撒冷呢是以色列百姓共同的一个目标
So Jerusalem is a common goal for the people of Israel.
但是我们知道以色列十二个支派呢分散在迦南全地
And yet we know that the 12 tribes of Israel were scattering in the entire Canaan.
东西南北都有的。
And so in all directions.
所以每年到了那些节期的时候。
So every year as they came to their festivals.
他们从四面八方的要来到耶路撒冷。
They have to come to Jerusalem from all directions.
他们的目标是耶路撒冷。
Their goal is Jerusalem.
但是呢他们可能走的路径是不一样。
And yet they might have taken a different path.
所以他们到了耶路撒冷之后，耶路撒冷有十二个城门。
So as they came to Jerusalem, there are the 12 gates.
除了东门是不开的。
The east gate was closed.
那么他们可能从另外十一个门四面八方的进城。
Then they were going to take the 11 gates to enter into the city.
所以这里给我们看见一件事情，就是呢，那个目标是神所定的目标。
So we can see that the goal was set by God.
但是很可能呢我们今天呢个人所跑的路径上面是有区别的。
And yet our individual path might be different.
所以你看在教会历史中一直到今天地上的教会。
So we can see it through church history even nowadays.
有很多的时候我们都用我们自己的经历用我们团体的经历在这里来判别别人。
A lot of times we use our personal and our group experiences to judge others.
所以很多人都觉得说我走的是正路我们的团体走的是正路。
So a lot of people think that I am walking in the right way and our group is right, walking the right way.
所以人都要到我们这里来那么你才算走正路。
And all people have to come to our group then you are walking the right way.
因为神的路只有一条。
Because there is only one way for God.
不错弟兄姊妹们神的路是只有一条那是指着主说的。
Indeed, God's way is only one, because that refers to our Lord.
但是我们个人所跑的路径上面来讲呢，是有一些的不同的。
And yet we might have a different path.
所以今天我们要问说，到底正路在哪里呢？
Now we have to ask, what is the right path, right way?
首先，你必须把目标弄清楚。
So first of all, we need to be clear about the
goal. 如果今天你所跑的路能够达到目标，弟兄姊妹，那个就是正路。
Today, if you are running in the way that can reach the goal, then that is the right way.
我们不能因此这样的说法，那么所有弟兄姊妹就讲说，哦，那这样好了，所有的基督教的团体，所有的神的儿女们，所有的路都对啊，我不能这样说的。
But we cannot do this to an extreme that all ways are correct.
那么事实上我们晓得，不仅是少数的一些团体人，他们在宣布说他们的路是正路。
I think not only a few groups has claimed that their ways are the right way.
其实几乎啊，无人不以为自己所走的是正路。
Actually, every people think that their way is the right way.
我们总觉得不然我们就不会坚持了，对不对啊？
If not so, then we won't insist on our way.
我们拼命把人拉到我们这里来，就因为我们觉得我们对嘛，对不对？
We always try to get people into our groups because we think that our way is the right way.
所以到今天我们很少人听见说，哎呀，我走错路了。
So seldom we heard people say that we are in the wrong way.
每个人都在路上拼命的往前奔，因为他觉得那个是正路。
Everybody is running his own ways and think that their ways are right.
但是事实上我们晓得，
as a matter of fact, we know,
并不是所有的路都是正路。
Not all the ways are the right way.
所以我们需要用神的目的，用目标来判定这个道路。
Then we have to, so we have to use the goal to determine the way.
我们绝不宣誓，错误的宣誓，只有我们自己和我们的路是对。
We never made a claim that only we and our ways are right.
我们要看一看，到最后我们能不能跑到神所要我们跑到的目标。
We have to wait and see whether we can reach the goal God has wanted us to reach.
我想这是圣经中啊，我所能领会的一个最简单的一个方法。
And I think this is the easiest way I can understand from the Bible.
所以我们每一个人，每一个不同的团体，我们都在主跟前需要好好的在主面前祷告寻求。
So I think each one of us and each group need to pray before the Lord.
我们今天这样走，
as we walk in this way,
我们能达到神的目的吗？
Can we reach God's purpose?
我们是否以基督的见证作为我们的目标的呢？
Whether we use the testimony of Jesus as our goal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以当我们要来跑神的路，
as we run the way of God,
我们要知道如何跑这条路是正的路。
We have to know what is the right way.
我想至少在这里，这是一个简单的一些原则。
I think this is some simple principles.
我们盼望主在他的话里面能给我们有更清楚、更明亮的一个启示。
We pray that the Lord will give us a clearer revelations from His Word.
我们的一生的年日非常的短暂。
Because our lifespan is very short.
求主保守我们不跑在错误的路上。
May the Lord keep us from running in the wrong ways.
因为这个不仅关乎到基督的见证。
Because this is not only concerned the testimony of Jesus.
也关乎到我们个人在主面前的蒙恩。
It also concerns whether we can receive grace from the Lord.
我知道凡是来参加这个特会的弟兄姊妹都是爱主的，都是在主面前渴望能够遵行神旨意的人。
I believe that all who are attending the conference are loving the Lord and having a desire to know His purpose.
我们必须注意这个目标和道路的问题。
We have to pay greater attention to the goal, the relationship between the goal and the way.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
只有跑在神所看为正的路上，
only when we run in the right way of God,
我们的一生才不枉费。
Then our lifetime won't be spending.
我们的聚集才有真实的意义。
Then there's a true meaning to our gathering.
当然，在圣经里面呢，关于神的这条路啊。
Also, in the Bible concerning the God's way.
或者是关乎到神所要我们跑的这个路程。
Or concerning the path God wants us to run.
旧约的圣徒、新约的圣徒，在他们的这一些的书里面，我们看见都有一些重要的一些的提醒。
And we can see that there's a very important reminders either from the saints in the Old Testament time or in the New Testament time.
就是这条路上还有一些的特性是我们在主面前必须要注意的。
There's some characteristics of this path we need to pay attention to.
如果忽略了这些东西，
if we ignore this,
我们也很可能我们的路就走偏了。
We may run in the wrong way.
我想在这里我把这些呢也把它提出来简单的交通一下。
I would like to mention this briefly.
在诗篇二十三篇里面，大卫告诉我们说这条路是义路。
In Psalm chapter 23 verse 3, it says that this path is a path of righteousness.
在箴言书第四章里面说到这条路是义人的路。
In Proverbs chapter 4, it says that this is a path of the righteous.
那么这里就提醒我们了。
And this reminds us.
今天如果你是跑在正路上面的话，
if you are running in the right way,
那么这条路是不义的人不能跑的。
This way that the unrighteous cannot run in.
那就是说今天如果你有罪而你的罪没有对付清楚， 你是无法跑在正路上的。
That means if you have a sin, if you have not dealt with your sin, then you cannot run in this way.
我们今天不可能背负着我们的罪孽来跑这条路。
We cannot carry our sins to run in this way.
当然我们知道主有他的恩典啊，让我们可以对付我们自己的罪。
We know that God has His grace so that we can deal with our sins.
我们需要求主用他的血来洁净我们。
We need our Lord to cleanse us with His blood.
我们无论得罪神、得罪人的事物，都需要把它对付清楚。
We need to have to deal with the matters which will offend God or man.
因为这条路是义人的路。
Because this way is the path for the righteous.
箴言说，义人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
It says that the path of the righteous is just like the light of a dawn.That shines brighter and brighter to the full day.
所以如果今天你跑的路是义路
If you are running in the right way,
它有一个现象就是越跑越光明
There's a characteristic to it that is getting brighter and brighter.
如果我们是越跑越黑暗越跑越暗淡弟兄姊妹那恐怕我们的路有问题
If you are running and getting darker and darker, that means you are in the wrong way.
我们要求主光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
我们不可能带着罪恶来跑这条路。
We cannot run in this way with sins.
那么在彼得后书第二章。
In 2 Peter chapter 2.
15节那里说到。
Verse 15, it says.
他说。他说他们离弃正路就走差了。
It says, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray.
随从比尔之子巴兰的路，巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
这里的正路啊，原文的意思是直路、直道。
The right way here in the original, it means the straight way.
神的路是直路。
God's way is a straight way.
因为我们晓得神他的旨意呢。是一条直线。
We know that God's purpose is a straight line.
神从来没有让他的旨意有任何的改变过。
God has never changed his purpose.
所以他的路也是一个不弯曲的道路。
So his way is never crooked.
我很喜欢我们刚开头的时候我们所唱的那首诗歌。
I very much like the song we just sang.
它中间有这样的一句话说。
And there's a verse it says.
他说得着神的路永不能弯曲。
It says that the way to God has to be straight.
这是一个真正走主道路的人的一个心智。
This is a determination of a person who truly walks in the way of the Lord.
有的人把它翻译说呢，得着神的路必须是直达，这个是一条直路。
And there's another translation says that the way to God has to be straight.
我们晓得只有肉体是喜欢走弯曲的道路。
We know that only the flesh who likes the crooked ways.
巴兰是一个先知
Balaam was a prophet
但是呢他不走直路
And yet he did not walk in the straight way
因为他里面有一个贪念
Because there is a greed inside
他贪爱那些不义的这些钱财
He would like to have the unrighteous money
结果呢他就走了一个弯曲的路
And he deviated
结果呢他呢成了一个弯曲道路的一个榜样
And he set the examples for the crooked ways
所以在圣经中有了一个专有名词叫做巴兰的路
So in the Bible there's a term called the way of Balaam
所以弟兄姊妹们这是警戒我们这是一个错误的道路
So brothers and sisters this is a warning to us that this is a wrong way
所以任何时候我们如果活在我们天然的败坏的肉体的里面
So anytime if we live in this natural corruptFlesh,
定规我们所走的路是一个弯曲的道路
Then we are in the crooked ways
我们都知道今天在这个世代的里面
We know that in this generation
你要走直路
To walk in the straight path
你会遇见许多的困难
You're going to encounter many difficulties
那不仅是世界反对你
Not only you have an opposition from the world
仇敌反对你
Opposition from the enemy
甚至你周遭的弟兄姊妹都会反对你
You may also get opposition from the brothers and sisters around you
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
走直路是需要付代价的
You need to pay the cost to walk in the straight way
但是呢 你必须走直路。
But you have to walk in this straight way.
因为神的路就是直路。
Because God's way is a straight way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个对于我们来讲，也今天是很重要的一个考验。
This is a very important test for us.
所以难怪当主耶稣要到世上来的时候
，No wonder when Jesus Christ when he came to the world，
神首先打发施洗约翰做主的开路的先锋。
God sent John the Baptist as a forerunner for Jesus.
在约翰福音第一章二十三节很清楚告诉我们
，In John chapter 1 verse 23,
约翰到地上来的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose for John the Baptist to come to the world?
他所做的一件事情是修直主的路。
The one thing he did was to make straight the path for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们要为基督耶稣做见证。
As we are testifying for our Lord Jesus,
如果我们是一条弯曲的路
，if we are in the crooked ways，
我们根本不可能为基督做见证。
We cannot testify for our Lord。
但是在我们的自己的里面，在整个教会的里面
，and yet in ourselves in the church，
如果我们要把路修直了
，if we want to make the way straight，
那你真是需要有以利亚的心智啊，像施洗约翰一样。
Then you have to have a spirit of Elijah, just like a John the Baptist.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见在地上的这个整个的光景到处都是弯曲的道路
And we can see that nowadays on earth there's that the crooked ways are everywhere.
有很多的时候
And oftentimes,
当我们有一点心愿希望能够把主的道路修直的时候
When we have a desire to make the Lord's way straight，
因为艰难太大的缘故
，because the difficulty is so great，
所以很多时候人都放弃了。
So often we just give up。
我也看见好多亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，and we also see many dear brothers and sisters，
在年轻的时候
，when they were young，
心智非常的强烈
，they have a very strong desire。
但是呢，经过没有多少的年日
，but just as many years have passed by，
他们不是把教会的路修直了
，they didn't make the path of the church straight，
他们是被地上弯曲的路把他们弄弯了
，it was made crooked by the way of the world，
这实在是叫人痛心的
，this is very sad。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果是神的正路
，if this is the right way of God，
必须是一条直路
，has to be a straight way。
在诗篇八十四篇第五节那里
，Psalm 84 verse 5，
讲到这个通往西安的路是条大道。
It talks about the way to Zion is a highway。
是的，在世人的眼中来看，这是条小路。
Indeed, from the world, this is a narrow way。
但是对于我们今天蒙恩得救的人来讲的话呢
，And yet for us who are saved by grace，
我们都知道在基督里面是有无限的宽广的。
We know that there's the abundance is unlimited。
这真是一条西安的大道。
Indeed, it is a highway to Zion。
为什么称作西安的大道呢
？Why it is called a highway to Zion？
因为这是为了众百姓所预备的道路。
Because this is a way prepared for all people。
所有蒙恩神的儿女们都可以奔在这条道路上面。
All who have been saved by grace can run in this way.
只要你的心中向往
，as long as you have a desire，
你就可以在这条道路上面来朝见神。
Then you can meet God in this way.
所以我们知道，基督这条路对于我们来讲是一条无限经历的道路。
Then we can know that the way to us, that the way of Christ to us is unlimited.
所以在主里面的经历也都是无限。
So the experiences in the Lord。It's also unlimited.
这说明就是没有哪一个人呢能够把这条路全包的，不可能。
So that it's also mentioned that there's no one can exhaust the abundance in this way.
也就是说呢，没有一个人他的精力可以把基督的全部精力统统把它包容在内。
So that also means that a person cannot just experience all the experiences in this way.
在教会历史中。
In church history,
我们看见许许多多那些在基督里面非常丰富的人。
We can see that there are many brothers and sisters who are rich in Christ.
他们也只不过是按照他们的度量在主面前领受了这个丰富而已。
And yet they only received the abundance according to their measure.
没有任何一个人
，No one
可以说我已经把基督全部的丰富统统领受了。
Can say that I have received all the abundance in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢主
we need to thank our Lord
连保罗这样在基督里面丰富的一个人
for Paul who was so rich in Christ
他也说就着我所得着的我还是没有得着
and he have to say that according to what I have not I don't have
在他极其丰富的时候
When he was very rich,
他还要忘记背后努力面前的。
He had to forget what lies what was behind and press forward.
实在是何等的丰富啊
！The Lord was so rich.
所以我们从过去历史上许许多多圣徒们的著作里面
，So for the past writings in of the saints throughout generations,
我们领会了基督这是无限量的丰富的。
We can see that the abundance of Christ was limited.
所以今天呢，我们感谢主。
Today we thank our Lord。
我们也不需要去看别人，羡慕别人。
We don't have to admire others。
你要把主所量给你的路径，把它跑完就好了。
We have to finish the course set by God。
主没有要求我们呢，把所有通通把它弄明白，不可能的。
The Lord didn't ask us to understand all。
感谢主，这是通往锡安的大道。
We thank our Lord, this is a highway to Zion。
保罗可以在上面跑。
Paul was
大卫摩西可以跑
，and David and Moses was running in it.
约翰彼得可以跑
，and John and Paul was in it.
今天你我蒙恩得救，也可以在这条路上往前跑。
And for you and me, we are also running in this way.
所以我们求主在我们里面给我们有一个清楚的看见。
Pray that the Lord will give us a clear seeing inside of us.
叫我们的心中有一个极深的爱慕和向往。
So that we have a deep longing.
在耶利米书第六章
In book of Jeremiah chapter 6
耶利米称这条路为古道
Jeremiah called this path an ancient path
这个古道呢
This ancient path
也有弟兄们解释说呢这是指着大卫的道说的
This is also referred to the path of David
当然我们也可以领会啊
Of course, we can understand this way.
这是神在创世以前原有的心意。
This is a God's purpose before creation.
所以有弟兄们告诉我们。
So, we were told by brothers.
今天我们在地上得到启示、领会的心意，其实呢，就是神最古、最早的一个心意。
The revelation we have received nowadays actually is a God's original purpose.
所以这条古道的意思。就提醒我们要跑在神原初的心意里面。
So this ancient path is reminding us we have to walk, we have to run in God's original purpose.
我们如何能跑在神原初的心意里面呢
？How can we run in God's original purpose?
我们要受到神旨意的一个支配。
We need to be governed by God's purpose.
也就是就像弟兄们所说的，我们要受到意象的支配。
That also means that we need to be governed by the vision.
今天我们在地上跑主的路
As we are running in God's way.
弟兄姊妹我们里面是有一个看见的
Inside of us, we should have a seeing.
我们是被神的那个荣耀的旨意所吸引的
We are attracted by God's glorious purpose.
我们所有一切的事物都是被这个荣耀所管制住的
All the matters are governed by this glory.
所以当初耶利米激励那般在混乱中的圣徒
As Jeremiah encouraged the saints in great chaos
因为以色列人在被掳的初期光景显得非常的混乱
Because when the Israelites was in their captivity in the early stage of that
那个道路呢也是非常的不清楚
They were in great confusion and the path was not clear
当很多神的百姓在那里彷徨的时候
As there were many God's children were not quite sure
神借着先知来鼓励他们
God used the prophet to encourage them
耶和华如此说
God Jehovah says this
你们当站在路上
You should stay on this path
查看访问古道
You need to seek and find the ancient path
所以这个对于今天我们来讲也是重要的提醒
And nowadays, it is also an important reminder.
当我们道路不清楚的时候
If we are not clear about our path,
弟兄姊妹你不要乱跑
Brothers and sisters, don't just run it endlessly.
第一件事情你站住先站住
The first thing you have to do is
你不要冲动你要先冷静下来
You don't be impulsive, you have to calm down.
然后呢 你要仔细的巡查一下，看看。
And then you have to see and ask.
然后可以访问。
And then you have to ask.
可以寻找交通。
And you can to find fellowship.
哪里是神原初的心意？
Where is God's original purpose?
我们就不管外面的情况是如何。
And then we won't care about our circumstances.
我们愿意照着神的心意，活在神的跟前。
And we are willing to live before God according to His purpose.
那个结果是什么呢？
So what is the result of
that? 他说你的心里必得安息。
He says that you will find rest for your souls.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这对今天我们这些跟随主的人来讲，实在是何等重要的一个提醒。
It is such a great reminder for us who are running after the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见在圣经中关于神所定的这条正路，
we can see that concerning the right way set by God in the Bible.
在圣徒们的经历中间，我们看见有很多的特性在其中。
Through the experiences of the saints, we can see that there are many characteristics.
我们能领会这些特性，
we can understand these characteristics.
对于今天我们奔跑这条道路来讲，也是有非常非常大的帮助。
That will be a great help as we are running in this way.
所以，在今天这个世代的里面，
so for this time in this generation,
我们很清楚神仍旧把基督的见证托付在我们这些蒙恩得救的人身上。
We believe we can see that God still entrusts the testimony of Jesus to us who are saved by grace.
我们要达到神的这个目标，
We need to reach the goal of God.
我们第一个必须要注意我们那个道路的问题。
We have to pay a great emphasisOn the way.
我们盼望这些日子，我们每个弟兄姊妹在主面前都好好的寻求。
We pray that in these days we can seek before the Lord clearly.
好好的思想。
To think before the Lord.
我们的路是否是向着神的目标往前
？Whether our ways is reaching toward God's goal.
因为我们讲到神的目标、神的目的和他的道路都是已经定下来的。
Because we already mentioned that God's way and God's goal has been set.
是不能更改的。
That can never be changed.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers,
我们必须回到神所要我们跑的路上面。
We need to return to the way God wants us to run in.
这样我们才能够完成神给我们的托付。
Only in this way we can finish the entrustment the Lord has given us.
在今天，
today,
基督的见证
Testament of
Jesus, 能不能在我们这些人身上能够把它见证出来？
Whether that can become a reality in us.
首先就是看我们的路到底跑得对或不对。
The first thing we need to look at is whether we are in the right way.
这实在是在这个时代里面对于地上的众教会众圣徒极大的一个考验。
This is a great test for the saints and the church.Nowadays,
我们愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
在他的回来的日子这么迫近的时候，
as his return is so near,
我们不仅能够回到神的正路上，
not only we can return to the right way of God,
我们也能把路修直了，
and we can also make the way straight.
好像我们能有一个好的光景，能迎接主的回来。
So that we could have a good condition to receive His return.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and a word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你用你自己的荣耀拣选了我们。
Lord, you have chosen us according to your glory.
你让我们为着你自己荣耀的旨意活在地上。
Lord, you also allowed us to live according to your glorious purpose.
我们首先求你借着智慧启示的灵光照我们。
Lord, we do pray that you will enlighten us.With the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们知道我们所以在你面前蒙恩。
So that we can come to know that the purpose we are receiving your grace.
不仅你愿意祝福我们。
Not only you are willing to bless us.
你在我们身上也有一个荣耀的托付。
But you also have a glorious entrustment to us.
主啊，今天你自己的见证。
Lord, as your entrustment, in your testimony today.
在我们的身上能否把它彰显出来。
Whether it could be manifested among us.
我们知道关乎到今天我们所跑的道路。
Lord, we know that it has much to do with the way we are running.
我们求你因着你的怜悯光照我们。
Lord, we pray that you will shine light on us according to your
mercy. 把我们的脚引到 你所喜悦的路上。
Lord, direct our steps into the path that is.
好叫我们在不多的日子里面。
So that in not much time.
我们能够把这条路把它跑尽了。
So that we can finish the course.
主啊，我们实在需要你的恩典。
Lord, we do need your grace.
求你不让我们在地上所有的年日都落空。
Lord, don't allow us our days in vain.
施恩给我们。
Have a grace upon us.
我们相信这次你把我们聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we believe that as you gather us together.
绝不是突然的。
It's not just in vain.
主啊，开通我们的耳朵。
Lord, open our ears.
让我们能听见你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
Enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们能看见你的荣耀。
So that we can see your glory.
主啊，求你在这些日子对于我们的心说话。
Lord, do speak to our hearts in these days.
我们对你说，我们在这里。
Lord, we are here, Lord.
求你扬起脸来。
Lord, may you lift up your face.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
Shine us with the light of your
face. 主啊，愿我们在地上真是能够得着你所要我们得着的。
So that we can truly gain what you have a desire for us.
你在我们身上也能得着你所要得着。
You also gain from us what you desire.
主啊，我们愿意把这点心愿摆在你的跟前。
Lord, we want to live our desire before you.
求你更多的来成全。
Lord, may you accomplish.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.